Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
You're tuned to Morning Edition on AM 580. I'm Dan Simeone. It's time now for us to get our first look at what's happening on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange this morning. With our opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Kansas City March wheat opened at 373, down 5 3/4 on the open. July, 371, down 4 3/4. March wheat at Chicago opened at 328, down 2 3/4 on the open. May, 338, down 2 3/4. July, 346.5, down 3.5. September, 354.5, down 4. December, 367, down 3 on the open. March corn opened at 212, down 2 1/4 on the open. May, 220.5, down 3. July, 229.5, down 2 3/4. September, 236, down 2 3/4. December, 245.75, down 3 1/4. March, 252, down 3 on the open. March oats open at 186.75, down 3.5 on the open. May, 182.5, down 2.5. January soybeans opened at 586.5, down 14 on the open. March, 598, down 13. May, 609, down 12. July, 616, down 13.5. November, 621, down 12.5 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 183, down 390 on the open. March, 184, down 470. January soybean oil opened at 22.30, down 45 on the open. March, 22.72, down 27. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, January feeder cattle opened at 114.55, up 5 on the open. March, 114.10, up 12.5. April, 114.10, down 17.5 on the open. February live cattle open at 95.90, down 15 on the open. April, 94.45, down 10. February lean hogs open at 64.70, up 22.5 on the open. April, 68.20, up 15. May, 70.30, down 7.5. June, 72.75, unchanged on the open. And February pork bellies open at 87.50, down 10 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming on AM 580 as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Haven't talked to you in several weeks, and boy, it's been a couple of eventful weeks. First on a run-up on technical trade, and then today, the gap lower in that soybean pit where March, Kurt, opens under the 100-day moving average and has already traded under the 50-day moving average.
Yeah, I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but it looks like we could probably be in defensive posture for a little while after the good run up from Thanksgiving into last week there. But trades looking at more negative fundamental news. Surprisingly, they saw some rains in Argentina over the weekend, and there's more rain on the way. Most of the weather forecasters are in agreement. The models are in line to show anywhere from 0.5 to 3 inches of rain for Argentina and anywhere from 0.5 to 2 inches of rain for Brazil as we go into midweek here. So we'll see if those weather maps continue to show that type of forecast as we move through today and tomorrow. Also, too, the USDA supply-demand report is going to be out on Thursday morning there, and ideas are that the USDA is going to maybe address the issue of slow export pace compared to a year ago. And ideas are we could see bean carryout be raised, even corn carryout. There's some anxiety. Maybe corn production was a little higher than the previous reports. But we'll see what the USDA says Thursday morning there. But fundamentally, you know, we've got some work to do here. And as we do go lower, that should stimulate some world demand as exporters cover needs.
We're going to try to fill that little gap left from September 9th there at 580 to 590, 596 and a half, right in that area?
Well, there's some ideas that these March beans could drop to this 585 area, about another 10 cents lower from here. There's some ideas that the March corn could pull back to the 207 area, and that might be fair value for now. But you talk to some of the pure fundamentalists, they feel corn has another 15 cents down from here and beans another 80 cents down from here.
Which would mean we would test in the corn that 199.5 from 9 December.
Correct, yes. There's ideas that we have ample supplies around and that there's no real urgency to run markets higher until we get into more of our growing season, see how many acres we have here this spring and see what the weather produces, because from the fundamentals we're looking at with these ample supplies around, that could be a problem as we go into the growing season.
So we would turn to wheat maybe for some help, but if you look at the charts there, there's nothing there to be maybe optimistic about either.
Well, probably more so in the spreads than anything, but yeah, we've got the momentum turned back to the downside here. We saw some bullish trend divergences from the upper levels, and as you mentioned there, as we start to go below the moving averages, it should kick the funds back into the sell mode here for a while. Typically and oftentimes we have some down going into January, 1st of February. Like a year ago, we went down through the month of January, bottomed first day of February, and went higher and had the spring rally then. So we'll see what develops here, but definitely the momentum's down. Wheat is going to be awful hard to be bullish here with ample supplies around domestically, and with the idea that we're going to pick up. We've picked up several million acres of wheat this fall as producers were aggressive on putting wheat in the ground this last fall.
The index funds were supposed to be in this market by now. Where have they been?
Well, you know, that's a tough one to measure because basically the fund buying and selling is still figured the old way from the everyday funds, I say, is they buy and sell both. The index fund's been still classified as a commercial, and it's hard to separate that out. You know, those guys will probably be buyers down the road here. I think they've learned when they come into the marketplace and they buy all at once, they push the market higher and they have to end up chasing the market. And I think over time in here, they've learned to maybe be a scale in buyer. So I wouldn't be surprised for them to put their hands in their pockets here for a little bit and show up another week or two from now.
So what are producers supposed to do with this tumbling market?
Well, this is the opportunity to replace cash sales. I know a lot of guys have been aggressive here over the last 30 days and cleaning up some old crop and getting some new crop on the book in through here. So this is the type of situation where this break in here will give an opportunity to buy some call options or be long the board with a put or be long the board to replace cash sales, as the trade could probably anticipate a spring rally or summer rally later on.
What kind of call option are you recommending today?
Well, it depends what a guy wants to spend. You know, everybody's got their comfort zone for sort of, I call it step one. We've been looking at these May 220, 230 corn calls in the beans. A guy can go to these May 640, 660 bean calls as sort of a near-term fix to be a buyer.
All right, let's turn our attention then to the Merck side, where unlike at the Board of Trade in Kansas City, there is a lot of green on the board, especially in live cattle and feeder cattle futures. What's holding these things up, Kurt?
No clue. There's ample supplies of beef around. Cash trade is expected to try to make a stand here at 93, 94 cents. Fed futures are $2 up. Premium in through here. We're looking at heavier weights with the mild weather for say. We're seeing a situation where we're going to continue to see a good rate of gain in the whole livestock sector for say. You look at the charts there, especially the cattle complex, got head and shoulders top formation. I think it's a matter of time before the market drifts lower.
Thanks much, Kurt. Have a great day.
Very good. Thanks.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. He'll join us again this afternoon at 2:06 on the closing market report. And by the way, that report will probably be a web-only report. Go to our website at WILL.UIUC.edu. Click on the left-hand side of the page on AM, the right-hand side of the page on agriculture, and scroll down the page, and you will see our agricultural live link. If you have a real player, you can click on that, and you can hear our report in real time. Of course, we'll also morgue our reports for your use at the end of the day. Current tick for you, March wheat now, 374, down 4¾. That, of course, at the Kansas City Board of Trade. March wheat in Chicago, 326¼. Make it 326½, down 4¼. May, 336½, down 4¼. March corn, 210¾, down 3½. May, 220, down 3½. July, 228¼, down 3½. December, 244¾, down 3½. January beans, 584, down 16½. March, 594½, down 16½. May, 604½, down 16½. November, 621, down 12½. Fast trading all across the soybean pit. January soybean meal, 181.80, down 5.10. January soybean oil, 22.17, down 58. January feeders, 114.60, up 10. February live cattle, 96.20, up 15. Feb lean hogs, 64.65, up 17½. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.